We are on Daf Chofayim at Beis. Ru'u Bezdin Yamdu Shnayim V'yo'idu Bifneim. It says if Bezdin saw the Levone, is Yamdu Shnayim V'yo'idu Bifneim, so two Eidim should say Eidis for Bezdin. Prakti Gemore V'amai Loite Heishmiye G'doyle Miriye. If they themselves saw the Levone, so why is it necessary for them to hear from Edim about the Riyas Levone? Their Riyah shouldn't be worse than Shmiya from Edim. Omar Rab Zeire Kegoin Shara'uhu Balayla. They're speaking about that the Bezdin saw it at night. Now we hear by Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos to explain this Gemara. Why is it necessary for two Edim to be made? The whole Bezdin saw the Levona. Yikachua b'riyosom. The loy tehei shmiye sheshoimim mipi Edim gedoylo miriye. Da gabi eides achoidish, loiksiv eides, elo koze, rei, vekadish. So Rashi says here, meiridikish tektoire, which a lot of Rishonim achoilek on Rashi. Rashi says that by Emerson, where there are dinim of eides, by dinim omenis, by dinim nefoshis, it says, alpish naim eidim, Yumas Hameis, Yokum Dovor. So Rashi also is a Gzeres HaKosuk that Bezdin cannot paskin without hearing Eidus. They witness a occurrence. That's not Eidus. The Torah said Eidus and that's not Eidus. They're not hearing from Eidus. Riyas Hameise is not equivalent to Eidus. The Torah said that should be done up Eidim. Now Rashi says Kiddush HaChodesh is unique. Because by Kiddush HaChodesh does not say Eidus. The whole Makir that is an Indian of Eidus, it says HaChodesh HaZeh, Kozeh Rei VeKadesh. That Bezdin should be Mekadesh Al Pi Rie. So Slav Davke, so if Eidim are made on their Rie, it's good. So you have a Rie that's coming to Bezdin Al Yedei HaGodes HaEidus. If Bezdin themselves will be Roya the Levone, so that's also good. Here, the Torah doesn't mention Eidus. Eidus is only Heichetim, so how to get a Riyah? So here the Gemara asks, so why do you need Eidim? Leita Eishmiya G'doyla Miriyah. The Riyah's Bezdin should be sufficient. So Rashi means that this Aloch is only applicable by Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Gemara answers, Shera'uhu Balayla. Hilkach lemocha ilav shmiye al ma yekachu. So dachsach mir pshat and Rashi is that the Rashbam says in Baba Basra that balayla, since balayla is not as man that's roi lo doin, so they don't have a shame dayonim balayla. So you don't have Riyas Dayonim. The whole Lomdus Leite Shmiya G'dayla Meriya means Shmiyas Dayonim isn't better than Riyas Dayonim. But you need Riyas Dayonim. If Balayla they don't have, since Laila is a man that's not Roy Lodoin, so they don't have a Shem Dayonim. So there's no Riyas Dayonim. So al what Koyach could they be Mekadish tomorrow? There was only a Riyas Anoshim, not Riyas Dayonim. So Memelis, so now you either need Shmiyas Dayonim or Riyas Dayonim by day to be Mekadosh. Till now that we didn't have one of the two. So Memelis, so that's why you need that Edim should be made for them the next day. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Taisves loitei Shmiyah G'dayla Miriyah Perish Bekuntris Degabi Edis Achodesh Loiksiv Edis Elo Kazerei Vekadish, and therefore Riyas Bezdin is sufficient. But wherever the Torah said Al Pishnaim Edim, then you need Edim. You can't make Cheshbonis loitei. The Torah said Edim, you need Edim. Ubechinam Dochak. So Taisves says that Rashi is wrong. ואפילו בדיני נפושס אמרין הנוכי בפרק החייבול. The Gemara says that חייפה שהורג בפני בזן. The Gemara says that you kill him. You can't be made on a treife. Let's say if a treife killed someone, so you can't kill the treife because it's Eidish at the Yochel Azimam. Because they could say they wanted to kill a Gavre Ktile. So Eidish on a treife is no good. But if a treife was Horak Bifnei Bezin, so then you can kill the treife. So Al Kaponim, you see, Afilo by Dini Nefoshes, you also say Loitei Shmiya Gdoyla Miriya. That means that Rias Bezin is good. Imru'u B'yoim. So Mamela, so the whole Rashi, the Rashi's Tiktaira Taisis held is not necessary. Fakert, Rias HaMaises, that's the Kabbal Chayma. Rias HaMaises is not worse than Kabbalah Seydis. It's B'mokim Kabbalah Seydis. Leitei Shmiya Gdeila Maria. And that's how Taisis learns Shat and Dekasha. And Taisis in the Teretz, Kagain Sheruah Balayla. So Taisis learns what's the Chesom Balayla. Dein Yecholim Lekadish Alpiriya Balayla. Din kein hoysa ria balaila mokem kabola seidis. Fakel, the kalva chaymer is that leite shmiya gedoyla miria, so memela so ria is also, ria sadayonim is equivalent to kabola seidis. And if we have a klal, vein kabola seidis ela bayoim, a filibidine momenis, kidamrin elel de korich akiris eidis ketchilas din, so memela if there's a lochim mekablam eidis only bayoim, Balayla, you can't be Mekabal Eidis. So the Riyah of Bezin Balayla, which is equivalent to Kabbalah Eidis, will not help at night. That is why you have to be made Bifneim. Ru'ua Shloisha Vehein Bezin, Yamdu Shnayim. What if only three saw? Yamdu Shnayim, so two should be made. V'yeshivu Mechavrayim Eitzalayoch. In fact, the Gemara Vaitet is all because So why do you need that they have to be made? So we said that already, that balayla, you don't say to loyte shmi gdeila miriya. So Gemara ain't a chanami. He is not telling you too much of a chiddush. He wants to tell you that Yamdu Shnayim Biyidu Yamdu Ashnayim Biyashiv Mechavereyim Eitzel HaYochid. Here he wants to tell you that the Riyah Balayla is not good. He wants to tell you Achidish Biyashivu Mechavereyim Eitzel HaYochid, that the Yochid alone cannot be mekabel these eidim, and he cannot be mekadish to chaydish. Hachseifet tzrichalei, then a yochid nemon al yidei atzmai, that a yochid is not capable to be mekadish to chaydish. Tzalke dai tachamina, hoyo visaya. Today woman is bishloishom, that you need to be dayonim. Vim hoyo mumchel rabim, don afilo bi yochid. So a yochid mumche is also good. It's hochi nami nekatshe biyachidi. So memeles, I would think that just like by dinei momenes, a yochid mumche can paskin, he has a din bezden. So memeles, who adin by kiddush achaydush, also a yochid mumche should help. Kamash melon, that what? That here a yochid mumcha will not help. In fact, the Gemara ve'ein ma'achinami, tak it's a very good svara, why takana? The Gemara says, ein locha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yoysa m'Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was, ein locha mumcha g'dayla m'imenu. V'kom alei HaKadosh Baruch Adika Arim b'hadach. T'chsi v'yoyim Hashem al Moshe v'al Arim b'eretz Mitzrayim l'ayim ha'chaydish hazeh lochem, that's mesura lochem. So we see that by Eidus Kiddush HaChaydush, a Yochid is not maspik to be Mekadosh to Chaydush. We need Moshe V'Aaron. We have a klal in Bezin Shokol, so you Moshe a third one. So that is the Mekor, that by Kiddush HaChaydush, you need three Dayonim. Zuk Taisvis. Ad Ika Aaron Bahadoch, Vein Bezin Shokol, Moshefin Aleihem Oidecha. Besugye dahoche kemanda omar bishmaite kamaise de Sanhedrin, dvar teure chadna mikosher. There's one man, the Omar, that says that, that mina teure chad is also kosher, dachsiv betzedek tishpait. So tishpait vaisis is a loshin yochid. So memele, yakoi, that man, the Omar, beetzim, there is, the a yochid mumche could be yadayim mina teure. So memele, I would think just like vaidine mominis, a yochid mumche could be a dying, so who are din by Kiddush HaChodesh? Is Kamash Malon a chaymel of Kiddush HaChodesh over din emomnis. But the itzach lay hoche adeika arin bahadoch. So that's why we need a limut. That means, l'chayre that be a svara to say, let's learn out Kiddush HaChodesh from din emomnis. There is a din, it's mishpat. No, mishpat is by din emomnis also. And if I didn't imagine that Yochid Mumche is sufficient, so who are then by Kiddush HaChodesh? So that's why here you need a besondere drosha that Kiddush HaChodesh is more chomo, adika arim bahadoch, and main bez neshok. So that's pshat nasugi. The leman, the boy, midereise shloisha mumchim. There's another man, the Yoman Sanhedrin, that says, minatayra you need shloisha mumchim. Chedei shaloitino delas echshiru beshloisha hedyoitis. Or a yochid mumcha also, according lecher dikas chosim mina sefer, that a yochid mumcha is also good. Midarabonon, they say, mina teiri need shloisha mumchem. And midarabonon mishum nilas delas, they were matar a yochid mumchem. Is memele als nilas delas? That means that if you'll always need mumchem, it'll be very difficult to come to a din teire. So therefore, people will not lend money, being aware that if there'll be any shakla v'tari, it'll be difficult to find a bezin. So they said me the rabbonon that yochid mumche is sufficient, shalosh yaitis is sufficient. So according to that man, the yomar, so that means mina teira, I wouldn't have any havamina whatsoever that a yochid should be good. Because minatayra all over you need shloisha. And the whole cheshbon of a yochid mumche by dinim momenis is midarabonon als nilas delas. Is gabeidus lachaydish ain laharsha vim kele tzorich ko. So why do you need a posik to tell me ato va'aray that you are mbadach hashteitzach? The whole din yochid, according to this man, yom is only at rabonon the kedin als nilas delas. Just like shalosh adyaitis is good als nilas delas. It's also good only als nilas delas. So since the Gemara brings a pasuk, so koch haGemara is going according to Yenam and the Yoma. Frek the Gemara lememre, but now the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says that Shnayim there were three Rosh Loisha v'Hein Bezin. Three people saw the Levona. Now, so the Mishnah says as follows. So two of these three become Edim, and the third one takes another two Dayonim with him, and the two are made before these three. About Kaponim, it comes out that the third one, who be'etzem was Roi Lohoid, Afal Pikein, can become a Dayan. Because it says that the Ru Bezdin is Yam Dushnai Bishiv Mechavei Meitzal Yochid. The Yochid Lemaise becomes a Dayim. So the Gemara Lememre De'ei Nas a Dayim. Let us see Rashi. Lememre De'ei Nas a Dayim. Mi Sheroi Li Yis Eid Bedova. A person who could be an Eid. Nas a Dayim. Ve'eilu Kulon Ruim Li Yis Eidim. Shrei Kulon Ru'u. All of them were Roi to be Eidim. All three saw, and one of them can become a dayim. Lememre de eid nas a dayim. Leima masnisin de loike rabbi kive. De sanye, lintana baraisa, sanhedrin shero echot shorage sanhedrin. So the Tanakhama says, miktsoson naso eidim, u miktsoson naso dayonim. Divrei Rabtalfin. So that means that, also we see from Rabtalfin, that even though they all saw the Rigas and Nefesh, all of them are Roy Lies Eidim, Al Kaponim, some of them can become Dayonim. That's what Tafan says. Rabbi Kiva, Imakulon Nasa Eidim, Ben Eid Nasa Dayim. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Kula nasu edim. They all become edim. Since the all roi lahoi, they all saw the maise, ve'ein eid nasa dayim. So a person who is roi lahoi can never be a dayim. So l'chayra, a mishnah is not like Abakiva. A mishnah says that the third one is a dayim, even though he also was roi lahoi. The Gemara for the time of Rabbi Kiva. At Kalaykom, Rabbi Kiva has some elabadine nefoshes. When did Rabbi Kiva say a person who's roi lohoid cannot be a dai in the tafke bedine nefoshes? Rachman omar v'shoftu ha'edo v'itzilu ha'edo. That the dayonim b'shas the mishpot have to be able to be matzel. V'shoftu ha'edo v'itzilu ha'edo. The kivin the chazyuha the kotel nafsha, so since all these people saw the ritziche leimotzu chazalei schuse, so they are unable to see a schus. If they witness the ritziche, they're unable to see a schus. So that's why they're possible to be dayonim. By din in the foshes, there's a din that the dayon should be able to be matzo the nidin. And if he's witnessed the Meiser Ritziche, he's unable to do this. That's a besondere din in din in nefoshes. Avol hoche, but by Eidus Kiddush HaChodesh, there is no din of a shavto v'itzilu, as afilo Rabbi Kiva moide, that a eid, a roi lohoid, could be a dayan. Let us see Rashi, miktsos unasu eidim, ויועידו בפני חבריהם גבידינים נפושס עדס בינו. So here Rashi goes weiter לשיטוס. Rashi had a kash, why does it say מקצוסו נעשו עדם? מקצוסו נעשו דיונם. Why do you need עדם? Why do you say לא יתשמי יגדוי למיריה? That's Rashi's kash. So Rashi says on this kash, the whole din of Lo Yiteshmi Yigdoyel Meriah was only said by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because there it doesn't say Beferish Eidus. But by Dinin Nefoshes, Eidus Beinon, there it says Eidus Tursiv, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yumas Hameis LeYumas. Al Pi Eidechot, so there it says Klo, that the Mishpat has to be Al Pi Eidim. So if the Mishpat has to be Al Pi Eidim, so we can say like Teshmi Yigdoyla Miriya. So therefore you need that Miktosam Nasa Eidim and Miktosam Nasa Dayonim. Miktosam Nasa Dayonim. Avo Ameidim Lo Yeshvu V'yodoynu Imo. Narashi says the full according to Rav Tafa that's Meikul that holds Eid Haroi Lohoid. Can be a roi lohoid can be a daim, or a eid ameid can be a daim. Avol hameidim lo yeshvu v'yodoynu imohem. They cannot be from the dayonim. The roi lohoid islel rab talfen asa daim. Rab talfen holds a person who's roi lohoid could be a daim. Avol eid atzmai, or an eid hameid. Less like the Nasadain. He doesn't know that an Eidam Eid is Nasadain. The Gabi Eidis HaChodesh Gufan Ami Loyach Shalne B'masnisn Lies Eidim Nasim Dayonim. The Mishnah Gufa, we don't hold that an Eid HaMeyit could be a Dain. Dim Kain Lomo Li Yoshivu Mechavreim. Why do you need that they should be Moshev Tumo Dayonim next to the third one? Yidu B'fnei Yochid. Let them say Eidis in front of the Yochid, v'achar kach yeshvu heim imoy, v'yekatshu, v'och minu l'beperk sheini, d'ksubis. So that what? That everyone holds, you don't say a eid hameyid can become a day. Kulam eidim heim, ruyim lohoid, v'tzilo eido, yehofchu b'schuso. Zog Teisvitz. Tema, Adrachmana Oma Veshavto Eidu Vatsila Eidu. The Gemara explained Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that David Rabbi Kiva held that they cannot be, Roi Lohoid cannot be a dying, that's Tavka by Dini Nefoshis, while state Veshavto Eidu Vatsila Eidu. Tema, the Beperik Eilo Heina Goylem, Nafkalei mikro achine. The Gemara learns out this aloche from a different pasuk. The Amam minayin l'sanhedrin shero be'echot shorgas hanefesh shein hergeno isoy ad sheyamid bebezdin achetz. Missing the word him. That they cannot kill him till they go. That this they cannot be the bezdin. He has to be oimid bebezdin achet. Amad loyma ad omday lifnei ha'idol mishpat. He has to that he cannot be gemishpat from those who saw the retziche. He has to go to a different eider. So there's an often a pasuk ad shavto eider bitzila eider. There's a pasuk ad omday lifnei ha'idol mishpat. He has to go to a different bezdin. So what's Pshat Nagamah? V'yishloima emphatizes the Ike Droshe Mehosa. That's right. The Droshe that by Dine Nefoshes Eideriye Haroyim Esamayse Retziche can be Dayonim. We learn that from this Posig Ad Omdel Lefnei Heidel Mishpat. Agamor brings the pasuk b'shavtei devetzileido. Yeshloima, dikadroshim mehosam. Akrad dahoche itzich leyalef mehosam leshardinim. Lahatzrich bezdenache. Deshani hosam damachmone v'itzilo ha'eidem. So Agamor is explaining the reason why those who saw the ma'isek tole cannot be dayonim. The pasuk says they can't be dayonim because it says ad omdoi. If nei eidel mishpat, you have to go for another eidel. What is the reason for this? Or why isn't this applicable by all types of mishpat? So that the Gemara says no, because the reason of this halacha is because it says v'shafta. That's only where it says v'shafta eidel v'tzilu eidel. So, kiven the chazyu de kotel nam shalaymot so chazalei schusus. That's why the salach is only applicable by dinei nefoshes. Umihu, now Taisva says, hu adin le'inyin make chaveiroi kidemuchach bepeire kachoivu. Now Taisva says, even though the Gemara says that the reason of Rabbi Kiva is als v'shaftu eida v'tzilo eida, and this pasuk v'shavta eide v'tzila eide is only speaking about dinei nefoshes. Af al pi kein, the gemara nachayvul vaistois linyan chayvul bechaveiroi, make bechaveiroi. There's also such a halacha according to Rabbi Kiva that eidim sherou that one was make the other one, they cannot be dayonim. So like Taisvus is. Is meirer melechere. If the reason is out of a shofta eider vitzilu eider lechere, that's only by dinei nefoshes. Taisus doesn't explain it. The Taisus says the halacha is that way. But al kaponim by all other mekaymes that you need dayonim is haroi lahoid could be a day. Ubeid nase dayim yesh dinin chalukim kemoi shepirashna bepek beis deksubis. There's three dinim. The be'edis ha'chodesh de'yeraise, eid ha'roye hu de'nase dayim. That means, halacha, that's Agamal says, the fellow Abekiva is moide, it seems we pass like Abekiva, that be'edis ha'chodesh, eid ha'roye can become a dayim. Ubekiyim shtores de'rabono, by kiyim shtores, which the whole din eidis is only a rabbanu de kedin, afilu eid hameyid nasadayim. There the loch is afilu eid hameyid nasadayim. That means as follows. Shloisha sheyoshvu lekayim es ashtar, and two of them were makir the chsimis of the eidim achsumim. So these two could be meyid in front of the one that we're makir the chsimis. So they are eidim. First they are eidim. And then they sit down, the Moisev Klosa Havina, and then Mekayim Deshtar, they make a Hempik on Deshtar. So Memele, so there we have an Eid Hameyid is also Nasidayin. That's by an Eidis Terabon. That's a Gemara in Ksubis. Ubedinei Nefoshes, and we pass them like Rabbi Kive, Afilo Eid Haroye, Ein Nasidayin. By Dinei Nefoshes, Afilo an Eid Haroye is Ein Nasidayin. Zog the Mishnah weiter. כל השויפרויס קשרים, חוץ משל פורו, מפני שהוא קרם. אור שויפרס הקושה, חוץ משל פורו, מפני שהוא קרם. קוסטטוירה כל דרך קרם. קרם is שויפר is הלושן, זה פסלושן משופר, פתחס מדרית פסל, זה הלושן Sholem, Meshuper, and this is called a keren, this is called a horn, and this is not called a shofar. Omer Rabbi Yosi, v'loi kol ha-shofreis nikro keren, shenema b'mshoich b'keren ha-yoivol. So, memele, so, if the shame keren is a psul, so all your shofreis are also called a keren. Kol ha-shofreis, bein shel ayil, a ram, Bein shel yoel, a mountain goat. It's kosher. Chutz mishal poro shu keren. Einoi kori shofar. There's a different name. V'gabi yoim ha-kipurim shofar ksiv. V'avarto shofar tua. That's by yoivu. B'perek pasa gemrino rosh hashanah mi-yoivu. So, Rabbi Yosi, yes, lo kol ha-shofar snikru keren, shet b'keren ha-yoivu. V'yoivu dichahu. A yoivol is a ram. So we see that that's called a keren, because the meforish big mora. So memele, so that's the machloikis. Chutz mishal por, let us see Tosfos. Hodolik toni nami, chutz mishal re'em, the shal re'em nami ikru keren, v'chsi v'karne re'em karno. So according to the Chachomim, the same psul that applies to a pora applies to reim also. Siv mekarnei reim imanisomi. You see, it's called a kerem. V'shemo einon chalulim ve'einom ru'uyim l'shoifo. Bachsach mir, the chidush eran says pshat and teisves as follows. That be'emesin in the shame shoifo, the same shoifo, there's two taichin. There's one taich, shofar as a loshen shfeiferes. Something that is hollow. Every shofar, which we know, is hollow. That means there's zachos, there's a hollow shofar, then there's a etzem that's inside the shofar. And you can take off the shofar from, you can separate the shofar from the etzem. The shofar is a hollow object. So it has that's one inyan of shofar. Shofar is a loshen shofar, it has to be a hollow object. Now a poro also is hollow. The shofar shel poro is also hollow. The shel poro be'etzem is a tachs maserat oyster ritve. Kol ha-shoifres ksherim chutz mi shel poro. So tachs maserat ritve explains as follows. That means if a poro is also called a shoifer. That means physically it has the characteristics of a shoifer. The taich of shoifer means it has to be a hollow object. So a poro is also a shoifer in that respect. It's hollow. That means there's a etzem inside, and you slip off the shofar from the etzem. So the etzem, the davar nifrat from the etzem, it's not a solid horn. It's a covering to an etzem. So it is a shofar be'etzem. But the Mishnah says it is puzzle because the Torah didn't call it shofar. There's the inyan of a shem shofar of a loshen meshupar. That Shem, the Torah didn't give it. So if the Torah didn't give it to Shem, even though it has the characteristics of a shofar, but since the Torah didn't call it a shofar, so that's a psul. That's what the Tanakam also, since the Mitzvah is a shofar, it's a shofar. So Tosfos says, v'shemo einam chalulim v'einam ruyim l'shofar. It could be of a re'im, it's a solid horn. So it's not a shofar to begin with. So again, the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-shofar is kshem chutz mishal." A poro is also a shofar.
It's a metzius of a shayva, but it's possible because the Torah didn't call it a shayva. So the shame is shupel, it doesn't have. So that passes the mean. But a reim is not a shayva. If it's not cholul, if it's not holo, it's not a shayva. It's not hal, it's not a shayva. So tzicha doesn't belong in the Mishnah. So it's not necessary for the Mishnah to say that a reim is possible, a reim is possible, because it's not a shayva. V'hoya b'mshoich b'keren ha'yoivu. Tema, the loimaisi kro, so this is a posik in Yehoshua. Tema, the loimaisi kro de Yitzchok, the siv b'svach b'kalnov. Now this was an ayol. So you see kro, so if Rabbi Yossi wanted to bring a raya that the Shem Keren is not a poisel, you say a poisel, it's called a keren. So he said a shayf is also called a keren. So why does he have to bring a posik? In Yahushua b'mshoich b'keren ayoivul, yoivul means an ayol, there's a posik in the Torah. B'svach b'kalnov. So there also was an ayol, and the Torah called it a keren. So tois v'svach al gav dahu kro mechayim. Tektach tois v'snemesin, I don't have a kasha. Why? Because the posik by the kaidah is speaking about when it's attached to the animal. So we have to understand like this. A shofar is a shem of an instrument that you blow to make koilos. That's the shem shofar. A keren is a horn that the animal possesses to fight with. I mean that's the kalnei, that's the kalnayim of the, that's the horns of an animal. Now, if it's called a horn after it was taken off the animal, so for Kelt, that could be, that's telling us that it didn't, by taking off the animal, it's still like what's on the animal. It doesn't, it's not the instrument that is permitted to be used for Rosh Hashanah, etc. But when it's on the animal, it's either called a keren, because then it's functioning as a keren. So Memela says that Tachtaisus I bezoy my kasha finds sich nicht up. That was my kasha. Let him bring the posik. Bisvach bekalno. No, that's ichi called the keren. Because while it is on the aisle, it's ichi called that. That's the kalnaim of an aisle. Bav agav du kro mechayim. Bachanami maisilo bigmore bacher shoyre hodoloi vekalne reim kalno. The Gemara brings another posik that by a shayr it's called a keren. And also it's speaking about a lechayra, a lebedike shayr. Not speaking about, we're speaking about the kalnaim of a shayr. So it seems the Gemara didn't differentiate if when it's off the shayr, when it's on the shayr. So we're back to the kasha. Ishlaima de nirale lesuya haim ishum dachsiv bei shayr. The Gemara brings this posik, because we'll see later, Taisus brings down the end of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk, it says, b'mshoich ha-yoivul, see v'yi koil ha-shoifel. So, this Pasuk, Gufa, mentions shoifel. By the ayil, it doesn't say the fairish by the keder, it's called a shoifel. So that was Rabbi Yossi's kasha. It says shoifel, and it says b'mshoich b'mkeren ha-yoivul. So you see, even though it's a shoifel, the shame keren is not a poisel. Frag de Gemara, Shapir koma Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi frag doch gut, how could you say that the Shem Keren is a poisel? Means por is also a shofar, you tell me. But since it's called a Keren, that passes in. So a shofar is also called a Keren. B'mshoich b'keren ha-yoivel. The Rabbonon, that is true. Kol a shofar is ikru shofar. But the Torah called it shofar also. The ikru Keren. It's called a keren and it's called a shofar. The pore keren ikru shofar la ikru. Since the Torah never gave it a shem shofar, the chsiv b'chayr shayre hodoloi v'karni re'em karnov. So by a shayr we don't find that the Torah called it a shofar. The Torah only called it a keren. So for keren, so that's a raya that it doesn't get a shem shofar. It's only called a keren. Rabbi Yossi Omaloch, the poro nami ikri shofar. So he agrees that the emissaries, that all the shofars, the Torah calls it shofar, But he says, a part of the Torah also called Shofar. Where do we see this? Tachsiv, Seitiv Lashem Mishoir Po. Of the Melech was Mispalo that his tefillahs should be Niskabel more Mishoir Po. Now, Shoir Po is a little contradictory. It's double talk. Shoir is a, Shoir Ben Yoimei Kori Shoir. A Po is a 3-year-old bull. So that's what the Chochmas Menoich explains as follows, that the Rebbein, the David Melchus Mespalo, his tefillah should be niskabel like a shoyer that was nikrab for the Rebbein Shalom. So that's Pashta Dikra. But now you have a Yitos. Why do you say Paul? It's a Shur. The Paul is coming to tell us that a drash. Mishayfa. The Reish, sometimes the Rishas says is extra. It's so Memela. So the Paul was put in there to be meramis and shayfa. So we have pshat and drash together. He says pashti dikro is mishoyer, and Paul was put in like a shayfa from a shoyer. So we see that was Rabbi Yossi's ray, that from a shoyer also it has a shem shayfa. The rabbono, so bezois what the rabbono and taina. So we see by a shoyer it has a shem shayfa also. And with the Gemara, the Rav Masne. Doma Rav Masne, my shoyer po, shehu godel kippa. That when this shoyer came ba'olam, this is talking about the shoyer that Adam Rishon was makriv, makrin mafris, the Gemara darshins, that this was the only shoyer that the Karnayim came before the Parsois. That means by all Shvorim, first they get born and later they grow horns. But this is talking about the Shoyer that came out from the ground. Taitzi Ha'oret, so it came out from the ground, so it came out the horns first and then the feet. Makrin Mafris. So Memele, so Faket, that's the Kunz. It was a Shoyer Ben Yoimoi, and it was developed like a Po Ben Gimel Shonim. So Memele, but they, so the whole cheshbon is because there's a yitah loshen from Paul, so that she says coming to me Ramazan Shoifa. He says no, it's shoyer shugodul kepal. Zot Rashi, ikri kerem ve ikri shoifa. Ikri kerem kedamoran b'mshoich bekeren ayoivo. Ikri shoifa dorsi b'matn teire b'mshoich ayoivo. Dorsi v'ayehi koil ha-shoifa. So we see that the Yovel, is a ayil, so an ayil is called a keren, and an ayil is called a shayfa. The karner and a por is only called keren. The karner and karnov shall bechayr shayre keren ashkechen de ikri. It's called a keren. Beseitav usitav lashem tfilosi mishayfa ubishayr kamishtoi kro. And he said, "Sher shehupo b'yom shenikra sher hayegodlu kepo, zasher shal ma'ise bereishish shebiyom shenivra nivra b'kaymosoi, v'sher ben yom haykari sher shenem asher ikesev ayis ki yivoleid." So the sher as pshas leid is called a sher. Parini nikra ad ben sholish. Let us see Tosfos. Ikru keren ve ikru shayfa. So the Gemara said that an ayil, that is called a keren, b'msheich b'keren hayoivo, but it's called also a shayfa. Peirish Rashi, ikru keren, kedamoron, ve ikru shayfa, dorsiv b'msheich hayoivo, dorsiv ve'hi keil ha-shayfa. Yesh, so memele, now Rashi is going on a different posik. The posik that the Gemara brought was a posik in Yeshua b'mishoich b'keren ayoivu. And Rashi brings that b'mishoich ayoivu by Matan Torah v'hi kol ha-shoifa. Yesh makshin amai loy hevi haikra de masnisen. Why didn't Rashi bring the posik of the Mishnah, which in that posik gufe, it's called a keren, and it's called a shayfa. B'mishoich b'keren hayoivel, b'shamachem koil hashayfa. Loichiach d'chol shayfa is ikru shayfa. That it's called a shayfa also. It says b'shamachem koil hashayfa. So Taisva says, shtus lahakshis. That's not it. V'kal lahovin. The Hadar Rabbi, me haikra muchach de shoifa ikru kerem. He says, from this posik, that this posik in Yeshua, p'mishoich b'keren hayoivu, so it's a keren, b'shamacha koil ha-shoifa. So this posik, it would seem that the pasuk is telling us that a shofar is called a keren. Shamachem koil ha-shofar. And it seems the pasuk that Rashi brings, it doesn't say that. Vayehi koil ha-shofar. So there was called a shofar, not that a shofar is called a keren. Ba'oid, let's see, the great, the Sech Lechich, the Ba'al Mikri, Shofra is Beloi Kerem. So that means, he wants to say that's the difference. So here it's called a Shofra without being called a Kerem. That's why it seems in the Pasuk of Yehoshua, it's telling us that either the Shofra is called a Kerem, or he wants to bring up some Pasuk that it's called a Shofra alone. Zot, the Gemara Vaita. Ula Omar Haino Taime de Rabbonon, Keda Rav Chizde. Omar Rav Chizde, Mibnei Main, Koin Godol, Nichnas, Pibig Dei Zov, Lefnai, Belefnim, Lavid Abayde. Lefishen Kateger, Nase Saneger. So just like, the Koin Godol does not come in Pibig Dei Zov. So who Adin? Because Big Day Zov, the eagle was made out of Zov. That's a kateger. So Adin, we don't use a shofar of a pole, which is also, so this comes from a mean eagle. That means it was an eagle shell Zov. So if you use Zov, that's ma'orer, the Zov of the eagle. If you use something from a pole, that's also ma'orer. That means, even though it's chadal or a yuse, that alone is a poisel. Ein kateger nasis haneger. Vachsamet the Ritva says, and we'll see the Gemara later, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says another time, because the reason the Chumim passed, because it's not called a shayfa. So Gemara says, chodava it kama. So the Shaila is, what right did Amiroim have to be mechadish nu tamim in the Darabonim? So the Ritva says, because the Rabbanon held that Be'emesin, that what the Torah didn't call it a Shofar, since physically it is a Shofar, this shouldn't be a Paslus. So that's why we'll see Svaris and Amiroim, that there's Be'emesin another Svara, also why, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but there's another Svara, and this is like a sniff. First of all, there's this Svara, Enka Tega Nasa Sanega. Then also we have a Pesa sniff, and maybe that's why it wasn't called a Shofar. But we have a raya from the pasuk. The pasuk didn't call it a shayfa, but now we have a kaponim, a reason. We have a genuine reason because it has this chasaron of its akatega. So that's why it's not roi to be a shayfa or shoroi shashonim. Frag de gemore veloi, veike dam po. They brought in the dam po into the kodesh kadoshim. No, dam po, so say also the same thing. In Kateiga Nasas Hanega. So Gemara says, Oyo vi Ishtani Ishtani. Zok Rashi, En Kateiga Zov Ha'ego vi Shofar Shapor Nami Kateiga. The Ego Lo. Oyo vi Ishtani Li Yis Dam Ve In Maris Ha'por Nika. It's not Zohov. And it's not Maris Ha'por. So Memele, so that's why that doesn't fall into the category in Katega Nasus Hanege.
Fragte Gemorim, Vaika Arin de Kapoiris, Ucheruv.
He says, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, there was Zov, the Arin, the Kapoiris, the Kruvim, were all Zov. So, say, yes, we found us for in Katega Nasus Hanege.
So the Gemara, no, I didn't mean Stamel, Choyte Bal Yakriv Komrinam.
So Trashi, Chayte Bar Yakriv,
that the whole chesono in Katega Nasus Haneger is if the Odom who did the chet,
so he's makriv adovor that's ma'oira the zikor in achet.
So das teig doch nicht.
Yeah.
Fragt die Gemara, if that's the case, wo hiko kaf umachto,
so you see, if the kaf umachto was shows up,
and so we were to found the chayte bal yakrit.
And for the Gemara, chayte bal yisnoe komrinon.
So lechayre, this is a chazore.
I mean, lechayre from the kaf umachto, you see that there's no chason of chayte bal yakrit.
The chason is chayte bal yisnoe.
By Yisnoel is kashet boy bekor boy aloim.
He says, the gather, ultimately geboit, why the Kohen Gadol does not wear big days of bifnim.
So he should not be misnoe with the dover that was Hasibes Hachet.
Like the Gemara veika big days of mibachutz.
Ah, you see, he is misnoe the big days of.
Like the Gemara, yeah, mibifnim kamrina.
Bibefnim Kamrina.
That's true. This whole
Enkatega Nasus Hanega, the Chayte Bar Yisno in the Bifnim, there is a din of Enkatega Nasus Hanega. Mibachutz is Nishkefelach.
Frag the Gemore, Sheifa Nami Mibachutzu.
So Sheifa is also Mibachutz.
And the Gemore, given the Zikorin who Kibifnim Domi.
So since it's coming with the current be ma'irer the current the type of Klal Yisrael the current state is, so this is bifnim, this the mokim of the Kabbalah Hatfilah, the mokim of the current is lefnim dami, so ki bifnim dami, so it's a matzav of bifnim, and bifnim we have lechayre a klal of chayte bal yisnoe, lechayre that's the iver in the Gemara, and that's when that's chatting to Yisvus chayte bal yisnoe kamrinen v'gabi shayfer misnoe nami bekol tkiyosai. Lechayre that means the koil ha-shayfer is the koil ha-odom, it's the hevel pi ha-odom, which becomes nislabish in aydeya shayfer. But that's the odom is misnoe aydey the koil ha-shayfer. Let's see the next day. So, given the Zikorin Kosi, Tema Eifoid Vachoshin Nami Lazikorin Kosi, and we're saying now a new din. The Zikorin, even though it's Bachutz, so it's Kilifnim Domi, Kedarsiv Bekov, Yeshloime Vashvatim Zikorin Haim. The shame is Al Zikorin, the shame Ashvatim was the Zikorin, that means not the Etzim, Not the etzim chayshin zayfer. He says, if the zov sheboy is lezikorin, so then there's a din chayte bar yisnoe. But the zikorin, because I'm misnoe with the dover achet. But here, if I care, the shame is al lezikorin. So the etzim dover is not lezikorin. Let us see Rashi. Even the lezikorin ka osri kalifnim dami. Shayfer nami. Afal gav the last day mishim chayte bal yakrib. Milchay the Gemara fell off on chayte bal yakrib. The Rashi means I feel according to the first malach that there was an inyan of chayte bal yakrib and a shayfer there's no chayte bal yakrib. The last day mishim chayte bal yisno. So Rashi seems to say not the way Taisus learns. There's no chayte bal yisno. But given the lezekarin kaosi. Ki big day koyin godl שלפנים דומי. It's very unclear. Rashi seems to be saying that mein big day kein godel, we said pshat is because choyte bal yisnoe. This is not bal yisnoe. So zikorin. I mean, look at the pashtus of the Gemara is, I mean, like this is very understandable. The Gemara only asked one kasha. The Gemara asked a kasha, it's bachutz. So the Gemara says, no. Since it accomplishes that zikorin says it in a bafnim. But we still have the same guidelines as before. It's chayte bal yisnoe. Rashi says it's not bal yisnoe, it's not bal yakriv, but kim zikorin kosi, kibigden koyon godo sholifnim domi. Very unclear what Rashi is saying. Zit the Gemara weiter. Vatanim im neishu keren. Come back to the Gemara. Ule zit the Hanai stik teure. Why the Rabbonin say a pora is posel. Lachayre, the Mishnah says, because it's called a keren. So the Gemara is, that's the Gemara's kashe. The Gemara, what tonem neishu keren koma? The Gemara choda void koma. Choda, then kategor nasa sanegor. Void bim neishu keren. There was two reasons why the Chacham Machelik and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Amalot. The Kamra then kategor nasa sanegor hanimili bebefnim. By shaving bebechutso. He doesn't hold this while keeping this a koron koi kibefnim domi. But the Kaamret Mimnei Shehu Keren is called a Shefer's name Yikri Keren. Abba Yoma, I know time the Rabbonon, a different time. Shefer Oma Rachmone Veloishnayim Ushloishe Shefer's. But the Torah says it has to be one Shefer, not more than one. For the Porek, even the Koi Gildi Mischazi Kishnayim Ushloishe Shefer's. There's a new psul that Rashi says gildi bechol shana v'shana nikeres teisvasei who can mean geled moisev al geled harishin betachlisai shal rishin tchilas hashem. That means where the first shayfer ended, so the second year that grows on an extension. So it's here's a characteristic of two shayfers, three shayfers. So that's why it is possible. Frag the Gemara, Vatanim Neishu Keren, Kama, Chod Avoid Kama, Chod, the Shefer Echad Amachmone, Vleishnaim Ishloishe Shefers. Vleid Mit Neishu Keren. If I'm not mistaken, this Vas Emes wants to say, that he is too Mahalchem, but he wants to say that, Rabbi Yosi had brought a raya from, So he said, Mishair is speaking about a shayr, and shayr po means shayfar. So Lamai says, so you see that it's called a shayfar. So that's what the Sfasemis wants to say, could be, they're speaking about, Rashi says that each year it grows a new gelet, goes on gildi, each year it grows a new one. He says, so the shayr po, it looked developed like a three-year-old. But he says, could be, this does not have to do with development. This, that each year it grows gildi, that's each year, that's not development. Each year it grows an addition to what it was. So he says, so could be when this came out, So this lamaise, it wasn't gildi, because it was born. So it could be, it's no raya from Tachsami, the Sfasemis wants to say this. Besitav Lashem Yisherpo, that was called a shayfer because it's not beis v'gimel shayfres. Because the der take b'shas, it was big, but it didn't have gildi. Say Tachsami wants to say. They're not clear. Because then there's the shaila is, what'll be by a one-year-old if it'll be good. But I know he has two mahalchim in this. But Tanim Yeshu Keren Kama, Chode ba'oit kama. Chode de shefa echad ha-machmona, ve lo ishnaim, ishloishe shefas, ba'ibnei shu kerem. Rabbi Yossi yomah loch tekam, ve shefa echad ha-machmona, ve lo ishnaim, ishloishe shefas, given the mechabri adodi chato. This is not called two or three, this is called one. Tekam, ribnei shu kerem, kala shefas nami ikra kerem. Zog toisves, ve lo ishnaim, ishloishe shefas. Leidomi leminiach shayfa besayich shayfa, the perish bekuntres, which is no good. Dal gelad rishni toisav gelad sheni svas hasheni betachlisa isharishni vakel yaitzei derech kulam. So the kelish yaitzei derech kulam. So memele there. That's why l'chayre it's better than nasan shayfa lesayich shayfa.